This is the Tech Working Group in Tham Suite on the 22nd of June in London. I would like to remind everybody to speak into the microphones because this meeting is recorded, and also to state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. And I would also like to note that we have apologies for Christian Hesselman.
All right, Eberhard Lisse, good morning. For the record, Patrick Jones, Patrick Feldström, Andre Philipp, Roy Arns, and Jay from the Tech Working, Jay Daly from the Tech Working Group, Gabi and Christina from Staff Support. And it appears that from now on our tech meetings will be recorded and they will be transcribed. We discussed it informally earlier on. I think it's a good thing that we start to put this infrastructure request in. We want to be taken more serious. We want to expand, and we also need to do the logistics in a little way. We basically need to talk today about what we're going to do with the meeting in L.A. I think we should focus on the next meeting more than on a long-term strategy. The next meeting would be the 25th Tech Day. And because it is in L.A. on ICANN's home turf, and we will, as far as I understand, have a joint meeting with DNS OARC again, I think we can make a bigger event out of it. Luis Espinosa just joined us. And the first item that I want to mention is we were having initially some problems with our meeting times here. I think you all read my email. The meeting committee or the agenda team apparently told the meetings team that they needed our room a little bit earlier, and then it filtered via three other via staff to us, and I think this is not the appropriate way of dealing with this. I don't mind so much being told we need the room if they tell us early, and then we can, if the room is being needed, the room is being needed. But I don't like the way that the approach that was taken. So I have Ms. King from the meeting committee has emailed me. I think I copied the program committee on it, and I will have a pleasant chat with them and instilling in them the idea that this is not on. Not so much that they do it, but how they do it. If they need the room, they must talk to the chair of whatever group is affected or the group as early as possible. If they tell us what they want, we can help, and the other groups are the same thing. I think this is not in any way controversial, so I think we can accept this as fact. I think you have all seen the agenda for this meeting. I'm abusing the prerogative of the chair a little bit because I have had for my new little project with Watch, I am having way too much fun analyzing my log data. I have talked to a local lecturer and of computer science at one of the local universities who happens to live in Hamburg and is on a holiday, so he's hopping over here. And he's doing some stuff with Levenstein algorithms, and I find it important that we push a little bit local talent so that we search that. I think Stephen Derhacke is talking to the math teacher of his school, who has also got ideas on analysis and things. And it's good to show that even for small places, we can look at things. Whether it's something that we need to do or we want to do is another thing, but I want to push a little bit also that we can get deeper into matters than just superficial talks. Roy.
Roy Arends from Nominet, you mentioned Levenstein distance, and that just rocks my boat because we will show tomorrow during the host presentation a few of the analysis things that we've done at Nominet per request from last time to do something about big data. Now, what we don't mention tomorrow is some additional research we've done regarding Levenstein distance. If you look at the bulk of your DNS requests, you can actually determine whether a website is male or female related. You do that because of Levenstein distance. If you look at keyboard plus Levenstein distance, then the circumference of the typo on the keyboard. If it's slightly larger than average, then it's a male-oriented side. If it's slightly smaller than average, then it's a female-oriented side. Because on average, males have larger hands than females. And you can also do the same thing with left- and right-handed people. If you look at the typos on the left-hand side, keyboard distance, again, Lifenstein distance, you can see, right? It perfectly matched the ratio between left-handed and right-handed people. And it doesn't discriminate between men and female. Men and women. So just a sidetrack. We won't mention this tomorrow because even though it's nice information, it really doesn't do anything. Thank you.
To famously quote one of the Namibian High Court judges, let the record show we were amused. No, but I will get you in touch with the guy from our university because this is interesting stuff. He's a computer scientist by trade. He's written a book about open source business intelligence, Niels Klotz. Maybe it's interesting to just reflect on this.
Yeah. So I think we need to avoid, we just need to be careful about us moving too much into the territory of DNS OAuth, because that is, you know, the primary place that people go and talk about analysis and other things like that. I think we all recognise that some of the things that were important to OAuth are now transitioning into the mainstream, such as big data and other things. And I think we just need to coordinate so that we are following that transition as things come out of that and move into our space. But we want to avoid, I think, moving, you know, too much into their space in that regard. Let it fit together quite nicely. And just one other thing, so that I don't know if you know, but for the Los Angeles OAuth meeting, Sebastian Castro, who works for me, is the program committee chair, so we have a very close ability to tie that together. And I've put him in touch with Eberhard. He doesn't yet understand Eberhard. It may take several months, but hopefully that will work out reasonably well from that regard.
I overheard that. Jacques Latour is also sort of in liaison with this, and he suggested that we should go deeper into the matter in LA. But I think Jay is quite right, but the smaller TLDs are not really involved with OAuth. They should be teased a little bit so that they can look into these things and get interested into the deeper things of side of things. I personally don't want to get too deep into this. This is OAuth stuff. This is I'm not a professional computer scientist, so I don't even understand Lewenstein. I just know what the SQL command is to call it. Yeah, but the point is we need to push a little bit, and that's the question is also whether it needs to be done. I believe it should. The people from COSA, for example, say, no, it's not necessary, we don't need this. That's a separate issue. But I think it's important to show that not only deep analysis of big data can be done, but also analysis of smaller things. So I fully agree with you, and Sebastian Castro and I, we are in touch, and I think we should proceed from that to the planning. That last time when we did the OAuth meeting in San Francisco, I think. We did it in a way that we did put the deeper things on Sunday with OAuth and sort of the lighter things, which for us would probably be more likely to get some good speakers in, to get some showcasing in, to sort of have the 25th meeting. And then we have the guy from DNS OAuth chair the tech day, and I'll chair the DNS OAuth. So we have a little bit of cross-breeding in a way. So we need to basically focus on what we're talking. Patrick has made a suggestion, so I think you should talk about it.
Sure. So one option is that the chief security officer at Facebook might be available to be a potential speaker, and we could help set that up with the others. Keynotes that you had in mind.
I don't want to put this on record, but I'm making another pitch, and if something comes, we can talk about it off the record. When something comes out of it, of course, we'll go on the record. But I don't want to put it on, and then nothing comes of it, and then we don't look. So I'll just mention the name. Okay. You will make the pitch to this guy from Facebook. Yeah, would be very interesting. Then Paul Vixie is interested. I asked him whether he could. I wanted him to chair the roundtable in the afternoon today, but he's not coming. So, but he then said he's coming to L.A. and I think he's always interesting. And with his history of many years, I think he should, if he wants to speak, he should. I know he's got a new company, so he has also some interest in there. But I like his way of doing things. So, Roy?
A former colleague of Jay and I, and a good friend, happens to live in San Francisco and works for Twitter. Similar as a Facebook talk, if there's interest from the working group, I can ask if maybe Twitter is interested in doing something there. I have no idea what I can manage. It's just a question of asking, but who knows?
Inviting people from big companies has the additional advantage that we don't have to strain our small little budget, because they will come anyway.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I basically have to put this on record too, and I'm extremely grateful that we are now included in the global stakeholder engagement budget from a central point. I had to look what GSE stand for. I had to actually read the budget before to find that out. I'm extremely grateful both from a personal perspective, as far as travel support is concerned, but also that we can now make a pitch to somebody who might otherwise not come, and we can support him with travel. I mean, senior people who we really want, we can always go to New Zealand and to .au and .ca, and they will all pitch in, and it has happened in the past. And if I want somebody really senior and he says, yeah, but I need the travel support a little bit, we'll always find the money. That's not a problem. But it's now good that we have a formal budget so that we can actually, if we agree on something, then... how would that work? I do not want to have control over the budget if I'm benefiting from it myself. I do not want, under any circumstances, to be not only to be accused, I also don't want it. So how would that work?
So this is Patrick. For the record, that is within the budget that I oversee within the Global Stakeholder Engagement Team. It's part of the security and technical community engagement bucket. And so I oversee that. And I report to Sally Costerton. So with advance notice, we will be able to provide the funds out of that bucket to whoever or for whatever purpose. And that includes not just the Tech Day working group chair and the keynote speakers, but it's also some of the logistics for associated with the room, some meals or other things associated with the event, starting with the Los Angeles meeting. So it'll be for three meetings a year within each fiscal year.
Jay, just one moment. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to... This is a closed meeting. We don't mind anybody watching or listening. You're just going to be very bored. You're more than welcome to stay here, but it's an internal working group meeting. You're under no obligation to leave. You can sit here if you want and listen, but you're just going to get bored.
So I suggest then, to solve your problem, that we set up a small subcommittee to do the finances bit, or possibly a subcommittee of everybody except you, with Patrick on it, and then that's the one that makes the request to Patrick about funding for particular things. Yeah.
And as I said, I don't want to be in any way involved in any financial decisions where I benefit personally in any way from. I want this on record so that there is no. It's not that I'm afraid of criticism. I just feel this is not right, and I don't want, and I've always felt it was not, it's not right that we should do that. And if you read my postings to some mailing lists about these things, you can understand where I'm coming from.
Me as a vice chair, it's highly unlikely that I would use such a money, so I'm happy to chair the subcommittee.
Okay.
Andre Philippe for the record.
Okay, and I'm seconding that, so we can basically take this as approved. So Jay and basically Jay and Andre and Patrick will deal this. If we come to an understanding what we want, then we'll, you guys then basically send the email to or whatever needs to be done. You decide on it, so that I'm formally out of it. Yeah. All right, good. I am not so keen on funding lunches per se. I mean, it's a nice thing to have, but if you can spend that money for something more important, I would prioritize it in a different way. Mehmet Açkin was a little bit reluctant to make good on his promise this time because he's a speaker, and he sort of, Microsoft is slowly coming into the ICANN fold, so he was a little bit concerned about appearances. But there's so much little shops around here that we don't really have to do this for London. But we can see what we have available in LA funding-wise, and then also see what it costs. I don't want to spend a lot of money on things because the hotels usually are very expensive in that regard. Okay, so now what are we going to do in LA? Andre.
Yeah, I just have a technical question since we have a DNSORG meeting and you know I'm the chairman of DNSORG, so I will be probably very busy. I would like to know, if possible, in advance when it's going to be this tech working group closed meeting to be able to plan it, actually. Do you have any idea? Because it would conflict on Sunday morning probably with the presentation stuff.
If I listen again, Christina will organize it in a way that it will not interfere. All right?
That was simple.
Yeah, but Christina basically books these meetings for us if she knows that we have a two-day meeting.
Yeah, I understand, but I just wanted to raise it because I'm not sure if she will be aware of DNSORG meetings, since that's not an ICANN thing, so that's why I wanted to raise this issue.
Good. So this is solved. So Roy Ahrens is next.
I would like to speak on the subject of a long-term strategy and tactical goals in the near future. I think what would be good for the group and for ICANN and the community as a whole, if the CCNSO technical working group would focus on the advancement of the security, stability, and resilience of the DNS with a focus on CCTLDs. That, to me, working for a CCTLD, means a lot. It's cleaning up the namespace. It's understanding DNS from a low level to a deep level. Where can people get help? There is NSRC, National Startup Resource Center. There is Packet Clearinghouse. There's a lot of open communities available regarding DNSSEC, regarding Anycast. I would like to get our community interested, involved in all of these things, and I would like to focus in the long term on, like I said, the stability and security resilience of their DNS, and in the short term about getting all of these groups that I just mentioned involved in the CCNSO Tech Day. I hope this is a good start for a discussion.
Patrick.
Yep, Patrick Jones. So it's really great that Patrick Faltz could make it to this meeting. I had reached out to Steve Sheng to offer that, and I think it just worked out by accident.
By design.
I thought it would be helpful for ESSAC to be either more aware of the Tech Day agenda, especially as we're planning for Los Angeles, but to have some more interactions between ESSAC and this group. So that's why I wanted to make sure he was here.
I will give Patrick the word just now, but I just wanted to respond to what Roy is saying. I fully agree with you. It's just we must refrain from saying CC. It's for all small TLDs. It's for all TLDs, I think. The new GTLDs, the non-commercial ones, have the same problems that small CCTLDs had, and we have learned already a lot on what can be done. So while our motivation, my motivation, is also more for the ccTLDs, we should also we should not focus on the silos. That's what Jay always said. We should go on. Let me finish. We should go on the size. If a ccTLD is small or a gTLD is small, whether they are commercial or not, they have the same problem. So we are in the same situation. Also, we are in the same. I have the same opportunity to offer a solution for them. We should not exclude them just because they're Gs. That's what I'm trying to say.
I concur. We then need to rename this group. Thank you.
Patrick.
Thank you very much. For various reasons, I, of course, personally have known about this tech day. Both because my day job at NetNode involves actually running and across DNS for CCs and actually working in my day job much more with sort of your normal audience than gTLDs. But also, secondly, just because I happen to have a couple of ESSAC members that are very active here, including the gentleman to the left of me. So I think, unfortunately, it might be the case that both groups has taken for granted that we have had more communication than what we in reality has had. So I thank you for bringing this up, and maybe it is the case that, for example, it could be such simple things like, for example, we from ESSAC could, together with you, before every meeting, think about whether anything on our plate could be interesting for you, and the same way, see whether anything of what you have been doing in the tech day is something that should be made known explicitly to ESSAC, which means that we promise each other's groups to explicitly think about whether there is information to be moved between the two groups instead of just implicitly thinking that that is happening by accident. So that would be my suggestion, without formalizing or having more bureaucracy than that. So, and just because we have a good overlap of individuals, and for example, having me as the chair of ESSAC, just increasing the priority of this, and for example, coming to these planning meetings or whatever we find out, that could be, we don't have to do much more than just promising each other to do this, I think.
Eberhard, listen, and it's, in any case, easy because Andre is on your committee anyway. For me, some of the stuff that SSSec does is a bit deep, but he's there anyway. He has the better understanding, and he is part of the program committee, so this problem from our side is already solved. I don't want to load another thing on your shoulders, Andre, but I think it's a very good idea that, and it's not just we should start looking slowly but surely also to liaise better with other, because I'm a full supporter of what Jay wrote in a paper of I think before Prague even. We must stop thinking in these silos. We have problems. We should be solution based, outcome based. That we can, what can we do to change outcomes? Yeah, I'm not saying this as a criticism, but this is, we are CCNSO, and so we tend to focus on our things, and I don't mean Roy here, but the CCNSO as a whole. Whereas Jay was fundamentally right in saying there is a technical issue. The technical issue affects any the GTLDs, CCNSOs in the same way, so the solutions will be the same. So why must two different entities try to get the same solutions? And I also find it's very interesting if two people look at the same issue from different perspectives, they come up with different ideas, and if you then bring them together, they learn from each other, and the outcomes will be better.
I just want to add that Patrick Jones is one of the ICANN staff members, which also are approved to be on the ESSAC mailing list. So he also has full insight in what we're doing, even though he's not an ESSAC member.
Jay?
So one of the things I think that goes together with this idea of creating a technical day that's not for just for ccTLDs is the idea of creating some form of technical stream to ICANN meetings, so that we can increase the engagement of technical people. It's easier for them to come and things. One thing I've suggested before is like a sort of tagging of the meeting agenda, you know, with a technical, a legal, and policy and that kind of stuff, just so that people begin to see it, and then that bring some self-organisation. Because, for example, on Monday, when we have got our technical working group, one of the two meetings of the expert working group on WHOIS is taking place at the same time. And I would like to be there because it is, you know, it is a number of us technical people who need to point out quite what a train wreck one of the particular ideas in that will be of centralisation and things. I wonder, though, if in the interim, that those of us who are involved in technical meetings can do a little bit of tagging ourselves, so that effectively at the end of the meeting we can point people to the other technical meetings that will take place or other during the week, so that people know about them. So just, you know, effectively advertise those things, like we're sort of providing some sort of link system things. That might actually get things working a little bit better as well.
I like your fundamental trust into ICANN being able to change itself. No, but I'm just joking. But I think this is it's a very good idea. At the moment, the meetings are tagged sort of like by constituency in the color of the calendar. We should actually have, and I will raise this with the meeting group, I don't know whether the person I'm going to talk to is high enough to do this, but it might be good that you can sort of look, okay, what technical meetings are running, and blend all the other ones out from your view? Did you only see this and policy and that? And then you can, it's like different calendars. So I've got several calendars. If I don't want to see what my son's lectures are, I blend them out. If I want to see whether he's there, I look there, and then I look on the iPhone Friend Finder to see whether he's in his lecture in 2,000 kilometers away from where I live. And at least he's sending his cell phone to the lectures from what I can see. But the point is, this is a very good idea. We need to find a mechanism that people who want to look good to policy, in, for example, policy, and even if it concerns Africa, that they can know.
Yeah, let me just point out that this was actually the conclusion of the cross-constituency working group of conference planning or whatever. So they said exactly this, and they presented at the previous ICANN meeting, in the ICANN meeting in Singapore. So, personally, I'm also have the same view as chair of ESSAC, just like you have, and what I'm trying to push for and encourage you to do the same is to make sure that I can actually implement the findings that now actually exist.
Can you send me a copy of that or link or something that I can go and hammer on the same nail?
Yes, I will do that.
Okay. So what's next? Maybe I want to return a little bit on ideas for LA. So basically what we're going to do is we liaise with OARC and we go deeper into the stuff. And Jack suggested to do analysis. And I don't want to presume, but I will speak with them, with these guys, so that we come up with a thing. And then basically we do org, we go into analysis in a deeper, detailed research for based way, if that's okay with org. And on Monday we do a little bit more of showcasing, get senior people in to talk and give keynote, sort of more than one keynote speech. It will also, if we have, I will try to get the agenda with the name out a little bit earlier so we can advertise it a little bit heavier so that we can increase the participation as well. And usually people who come once come more often. No comments? Oh, Roy.
Roy Adams. Again, I concur. This is, I think, focusing on analysis and big data and machine learning, knowledge discovery, understanding why people are asking stuff, following botnets, tracking malware, etc., etc. I think that's actually very, very good. It also helps to bridge the world between security and DNS. I am a DNS guy who dabbles sometimes a little bit in security. There are a lot of security guys who dabble a little bit in DNS. Los Angeles is full of these folks. San Francisco is close by, full of these folks. Fair amount of startups around the security world that deal with DNS. Still, there's a gap to fill. And I think understanding it first, hence doing analysis and big data on what is DNS, helps to understand what is secure, what's not, what is abuse and what's not. So I think it's a very good thing. Thank you.
Diego?
Luis Espinosa. Yes, I think the analysis is a very interesting thing, and the results of the analysis could be helpful for decision makers if the results are focused on business needs or business keys. I think it's important to try to move the results to a high impact results for business needs of the CTLDs, for example.
Just now, the point is to achieve results, first need to have methods, and small TLDs basically don't have the methods. But I'm doing this not because I'm having way too much fun since my kids are out of the house and I'm not doing deliveries anymore and I have too much time on my hands, but I'm interested in seeing what comes out of it. I have turned off two intellectual property violators, and that leads me to the question whether we should not maybe have some legal aspects, whether it's actually from an why should we worry about this? Not only how, but why should we worry about it? Is it not in the sense that it's criminal or something, but should we look at that aspect a little bit? Why should any TLD, commercial or otherwise, be concerned about what's happening to their data?
A couple of things. One, just to share with something that we'll be doing in Los Angeles. So we are, like many people, scan our zones. So, you know, use our zones to then go and do a look up onto the authoritative service for those. And then we have identified something like 17 different forms of brokenness that can appear. There are probably loads more, I suspect, out there. And we have a new portal for our registrars going live in the next month or so, which has a page that lists their domains and the level of brokenness that they have, and is basically just a way of reminding them of things that they need to go and sort out. And they can choose to hide things off that, or they can, you know, choose to say that they fix things. And there's a sort of brokenness score that we're working on, and we're potentially, well, we are probably going to do a brokenness ranking as well, so that they can see just how bad they are. You know, you are the number one broken registrar, you know, out of whatever number of them. And it's all just a bit of psychology to get them to fix things. So we'll be doing that. I think in like most of the code that we do will be... It is open source. It's just a question of us actually properly putting it onto GitHub and publishing it and all that kind of stuff for the scans and things. And that brings me to my main substantive point, really, is I think that over the years of these meetings, lots of people have presented some very interesting things, and I regularly find myself looking at my notes and then going back to find a meeting, you know, presentation that somebody gave online, and then from that finding the links that they had and then using the links to look up and that sort of stuff. And I wonder if we should at some point find some sort of way of bundling all of that together in a useful way for people. Now, that could be a website. I don't know if it really needs to be. It might be a bit excessive. It could just be an email out from us occasionally that has, you know, a summary of stuff that people have picked up over the last year or something that's interesting, assuming that things are just going to get out of date after a period of time. But it'd be, you know, useful if we sort of have a bit of a resource library somewhere that people can begin to build off of.
The dreaded book. Yeah, but just now, as I said, I personally am starting to find myself with more time on my hands. So that's another thing that I'm actually also was looking at, and I will start working in that direction from a personal perspective to basically pull a framework together. And once we have a framework, then we can decide whether Roy wants to write about this chapter and Jay wants to write about that and Andre wants to write about this and whatever, in whatever way we do this. And then in the end, I think we will put something together that can work like a website, but we can also put it in as a printed document, because it might be well to have it look with a nice little bouncing, have it available as a PDF or as a e-book or something. People can download it. But we should keep it on a website of sorts somewhere, because if we update it, if people say, look, my stuff from that is not relevant anymore, we now want to go to this link, so that we can some have some webmaster type of somebody looking at the links once in a while, make sure they're not broken, so that we keep current on it. Patrick?
It shouldn't be that hard to have a page within the ICANN website that has links to the past Tech Day sessions. Then we could pull up the other presentations, and you can go back to other Tech Day's activities.
The agendas, all agendas, are basically posted on the CCNSO website, as I said, and I try my utmost to make sure that the final agenda has got PDF links with the then current emails of the presenters. So if you have an agenda of today, you click on whoever is sharing, you get the current email address. So that's at least one way of, if you remember, okay, that was interesting, let's email him. And then usually these guys are interested to communicate. Hang on, Christina?
Yeah, this is Christina. I just wanted to say that if you go to the CCNSO website, you can find all the previous with the presentations and all that. But it's not linked on the ICANN website.
Yeah, where we put it is a separate issue. But to be really honest, I always feel guilty when we are talking about it and then don't do much about it other than thinking. As I said, in my personal situation, I am now starting to find myself with an empty nest and no more night work. So I will really start now. This is one of the projects that is on the top of the pile. Jay?
So I was wondering if, as part of global stakeholder engagement, it's possible to have like a sort of page on the ICANN website which is for technical participants, and which then that begins to have the link to ESSAC, to the, you know, to the tech working group, to those kind of things, and that starts to, you know, sort of join things together a little bit.
For the record, Patrick nodded.
Patrick Fallström, yes, I nodded.
The other Patrick nodded too. No, but I mean, for example, Sabine Doldor always said, no, my technical guys from .de are not coming at this as policy. We're not making technology, we're not writing RFCs, but we are, have a lot of users, and we can easily point people to good and bad experiences. And that's, I think, it's very important we should do that.
I'd just like to point out, of course, that the new chief exec of .de is the old technical person, so we've won that one. Hooray.
Who is it?
Jorg. Jorg is now the chief exec of .de, or CTO previously.
Yeah, I've also spoken with Peter Koch, who still owes me a presentation, and he's also interested in data analysis, and he's surely coming to DNS OAC, so I will nail him on his debt anyway. So, but Sabine was on the her policy was that ICANN is purely policy, and her technical people were not really very much encouraged to come here. So I think we are sort of getting there. Any other business? No,
I just wonder if we have any...
Jay first.
As we have... Sorry.
No, you're first, Jay. Your mic was on first.
Okay. If we have any more thoughts about future topics and things, because the big data stuff is good. It's one part of it, but I wonder if there's anything else we should also be considering. For example, I think that while many of us in the CC world are not that... influenced by developments in the WHOIS space. The WHOIS space is really has a lot going on in it at the moment, and we ought to have some way of bringing those together, the expert working group stuff, the WIRDS thing. There are little things like my own personal bugbear that I go on about SRV records for underscore nickname, how we can potentially get those moved out as a more of a common standard. Any other topics or other things that... we think, you know, so apart from who is, maybe, and things.
Yeah. Andre was first, but if Patrick wants to respond, you go ahead, Patrick.
So one other idea for Los Angeles could be some of the botnet takedowns, the experiences of either the law enforcement agencies that have been approaching the some of the registries recently to take down some of the command and control the name server, name registration systems. There might be data that they could present on how bad of a problem it's been or what have they learned.
Just a question. Do you want the affected registrars that have, or registries that have taken down, or do you want Bobby Flame to come and present from his side, from the FBI, for example? He will come if I ask him.
Well, it's the legal.
Yeah.
I think the legal day is the same day as our tech day, so it's a bit difficult for him.
But if we tell him early in advance, then we can give him a fixed date, a fixed time that we will not change. Then he can schedule himself around it. He's quite sure he's going to do that.
I think, but building on that, a good idea might be a round table from providers of data. So Secure Domain Foundation, Greg Aaron from whatever, the Arkitelos, the Name Sentry, that's it. Possibly a few of these people. I don't know if you know any others, Roy, that we can get together.
This is Roy Adams. I know a large contingent of data providers. Spamhaus, Serbal. There's security zones. There are a lot of people who would love to help the DNS world out by just giving data away in order to clean things up. Some of these will actually like to charge you. However, their main motto is, let's clean this up. So if you don't have any cash, for instance, you're still welcome to chew on the data.
Excellent. So can we all vote that Eberhard has to arrange that? Yep, great.
Okay. I'm against it, and the nays have it. Now we make a plan. Norm Richie is on this group. He is one of the guys of Secure Domain Foundation. So I'm going to discuss it with him. I know what's her name from Architelos very well.
Alexa.
She always invites me to this to her reception. So we'll talk to her about that. And we'll keep in touch, so you talk your contacts. And I think a roundtable, again, is a very good idea. And it also will give, we can pitch it to a little bit, that it gives exposure to the entities doing this, that they get noticed and that people know they have got help available.
I'm the chief scientist of the Secure Domain Foundation. I helped to establish it, even though I don't like my name mentioned that often, but in this group I will. So consider the Secure Domain Foundation done, there on the table. If I can do that, I will do that. With regards to Arkitelos actually only uses data from Internet Identity, and Arkitelos has a product to sell, which is called Name Sentry. Now, that brings me to yet another topic. For new GTLDs, there's a requirement to, and I think it's something about Section 11, that they need to report. There's a need for ICANN, to those registries, to report on abuse on in their system. That's actually an interesting topic to discuss. So new GTLDs, I think it's good for CCs as well to actually consider this, new GTLDs, they have to report to ICANN about abuse that happened over the last, I don't know, I don't know the regulation, but there's a requirement there. It would be interesting to actually talk about this and get the various people who provide data on this do a roundtable as well. Thank you.
I am a firm believer that even if I don't have to report to ICANN, if this sort of has been structured, I'm quite sure that Coca Tools or Pamoja, the software that we're using, which is used on some GTLDs, will implement it so that I can actually use it. And as a CCTLD, that's what I've been saying. We basically don't bother, but we pay for this, for not bothering. We pay in many ways. One of them is over provisioning, and if we can't get it for free, we have to pay for it in financial, but it still has a cost in manpower or whatever. So if a formal structure is already in place for the GTLDs, CCTLDs can make use of this for their own internal purposes without having to report it or without even reporting it to ICANN. So that's a very good idea. I didn't know you were in the Secure Domain Foundation. It's good to know, so that I don't have to bomb. I can now play you and Norm against each other.
So just we have three potential topics then
for the next meeting. We have results from big data where people are actually producing things that are practically of use to us and things. We have the whois, and I'd be interested to know whether you, because I mentioned that and I haven't had any feedback as to whether we think that's important enough to have as a topic. And we have the data providers, which all agreed, I think, is a good topic. So anyone want to think about the whois side of things?
If I was to prioritize, I would put whois third. Yeah? And I also am a firm believer in live another day. There's always the next meeting. If we have too much on one meeting, we'll put it on for the next. And I would like to basically focus on sort of a one. If we talk data, and I think in LA, we should, personally, I think we should talk data. Deep on org and more even commercial. And I am not opposed at all to have commercial providers come there and make a pitch as long as their presentation is attractive. I've always said we tolerate a little bit of a pitch if the presentation is riveting. I've encouraged nonprofits to present, but I have I always try if it's an interesting presentation. I'm always looking at allowing commercial, and I always put them so that they get sort of positioned that they can't overwhelm the presentation, and if I think it's too commercial, I'll try to nail them afterwards anyway. So I think this meeting is not going to be a forum for companies to pitch their wares. But if they pitch their data and then they mention that they're selling a service where this data can be used, there's nothing wrong with that as far as I'm concerned.
Roy Adams, I think I need to give a little bit more context about my remark that Arkitelos has a product to sell. What I meant was Arkitelos has a product to sell, so it would not be a problem to have them on the table. They would love to. I'm also not against people trying to pitch their product. Of course not. As long as it's relevant in context, the group learns something from it, and we don't have to deal with things like signing NDAs or disclosures, et cetera, beforehand, I'm happy for it. Absolutely. So I apologize if my remark was a little bit convoluted. Thank you.
No, your remark was exactly on point. This is exactly a good thing to discuss. I have given Arkitelos I think, when was it, in Costa Rica, a forum just sort of that they get a little bit better known than this story, what was it, about repositories, domain escrow. We have nothing to do with escrow, but it's good to give. I think we have given Iron Mountain has spoken in Brussels, and the other one has spoken, when was it, in China, there where Tom Scopazzi was working for, who is now at Architelos, I think. Yeah, I think it's actually good if we pay close attention that we don't let commercial interest overtake the technical quality of the nature of our meeting. Jay made a remark on somebody who requested for next meeting. I am inclined to review this, but if they bring technical stuff and make a pitch at the end, there's nothing wrong with this. I fully agree with you on that. All right.
Who is?
I'll say this politely. I agree with Eberhard. Okay, there we go. So, whois, a system that is, yes, it is broken here and there. It kind of works. Everyone uses it. A lot of people have it. I know there's a large effort going on to restructure it, to redo anything. I don't think it can be improved that much, definitely not by the proposals that are out there currently. Don't think it's a topic actually for the TLD or the NSO working group. I forgot the name currently. I think whois, that whole area is very political currently, and I understand your point. It's just not a point that I find high on my agenda. Apologize. Thank you.
So the polite phrase is, we'll take it under advisement. All right, anything else? Good, so basically we're looking at big data and data providers. See whether we can get one or two roundtables up. We're looking at some keynote speakers, and the whole focus basically should be on data. DNS Oak will be encouraged to focus on deep data, and we'll speak with these guys, and Andre is here anyway, so that I by no means want to tell them what to do. It might be a good thing if we do the whole thing in a consistent manner. So if I find something interesting that crops up, I always will say, sure, come ahead, talk about it. And then we'll try to get some names, some named keynote speakers, and so that we have got a that we can advertise a little bit beforehand, that we can put, that we can feature them prominently on the website, so that we have good attendance as usual, and in the long run, maybe even get more attendance from the G's, from the other spaces. All right. Anything else?
Yeah. So just at some point, we need to, make the formal arrangement with ICANN that the tech group becomes a more than a CC thing. You know, we basically need to sign a date on which that happens, so that it moves out of the CCNSO website. That I mean, Gabby and Christine have been fantastic, but they work for the CC side of things, so I'm not sure if that will carry on in future or not. You know, we just need to sort that out, I think, clearly, and set that as a
Bart Boswinkel has mentioned this, and I have replied that I want to be very careful and very slowly on how, and that it needs to be done, but we want to have a slow process that events and interests don't overwhelm us, that we can basically continue this on an outcome-based idea, and that we don't get captured by business interests or whatever, so that we do this in the right way, but eventually it should come out of the CCNSO. It should be a central issue. We will have to modify our charter or change it, and we have to in particular change the composition of our membership, because we've got a lot of dead wood, people who never around. Even when they are around, they don't pitch up. I've got a few names which I don't want to read into the records. That irritates me a little bit. But we have some very interested people that we basically can't cut it on anymore, because we can't really extend it.
And I think part of that would be then tidying up the governance of this group, you know, going into the future and things, definitely.
Yeah. Sorry. If by slow you mean careful, I completely agree. Thank you.
We must be careful in reflecting, that we take decisions consensus-based, after we've thoroughly thought about what's going to, what the decisions will mean for everybody involved, and what the effects are. As far as the workload is concerned, I'm very happy, extremely happy with the current staff that is supporting us. Eventually, I would like to have Christina or Gabi to be given sort of a certain number of hours just for this from the central budget, so that we can have a fixed person supporting us. But these things, I think I want to be very careful on what we're doing and how we're doing it, because in the big ICANN scheme of things, we can be overruled fairly quickly, and if we don't pay attention to what's happening. So I want to be very careful what we're doing. So far we have been, I think, very successful. I mean, the people vote with their feet, and I don't want short-term decisions reflect the long-term goal. All right, are we done then? Otherwise, good. Then we can close this. We'll start tomorrow. I think it was 11. 11. All right. Thank you very much.